Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. All right, your weather forecast today going to be a mixture of sun and clouds. We'll have a high of about 36. Kenosha right now is at 23 degrees, 21 in Burlington, Milwaukee 25, and it's 24 in Racine. In Milwaukee County early this morning, one person was killed in a traffic crash. It reportedly involved the driver attempting to flee police. It happened near 12th and Fond du Lac, a two-vehicle accident. The offending car taken in a robbery, slamming into the other vehicle whose driver was taken off to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The on- and off-ramps to I-43 at that location closed as a result. Meanwhile, a three-year-old child has died. Two other people got hurt. There was a rollover crash last night in Brown Deer. Two other children and one adult were also hospitalized. Police believe alcohol and speed may have been factors in that crash. A system that allows emergency vehicles to travel through intersections faster and more safely were installed at three Highway 20 intersections last year. And South Shore Fire Chief Robert Stedman says the traffic preemption system's going to be installed at several more major intersections, potentially as soon as this year. He talked to the Mount Pleasant Village Board about it this week, said the state DOT plans to add the system to a number of intersections on Highway 31 from Highway 20 to the north coming up next year.
Those intersections are Highway 20 and 31, Highway 31 and Newman, Highway 31 and Spring Street, and Highway 31 and MM.
The chief said it costs about $8,000 to add the system to a particular intersection. He wants the village to foot the cost of adding to them at several other intersections along Highway 20. Said there is enough money in the department's impact fee account to install the added systems. Said that he would also like to look at more of them along Green Bay Road south of Highway 20. Racine County Sheriff's deputies helped Milwaukee County deputies with a traffic stop yesterday on I-94 near Highway 20. One person was taken into custody. All the southbound lanes of the interstate closed for a short amount of time due to that stop. Traffic did back up, and it may have contributed to a couple of minor accidents. Milwaukee Sheriff spokesperson Fran McLaughlin says that the Racine County stop was not related to a morning incident near Mitchell International Airport, from which three arrests were made. That scenario starting with a traffic stop at a motel parking lot and included a deputy firing a service weapon at a driver who had fled after the display of a gun. Described as a perfect candidate for help in Kenosha County's drug court, Judge Anthony Milososkis has approved 27-year-old Ryan Dwyer to receive treatment for his heroin addiction, which had led to burglary charges. A plea agreement led to Dwyer getting 36 months of probation, under which he will be subjected to the rules and the programming of the drug court. Judge Milososkis learning that Dwyer had lost one brother to drugs and another has addiction problems of his own. Drug treatment court for Dwyer begins March the 16th. That'll be after he completes a jail sentence on a previous drug crime. The conviction of a man from Racine for a 1995 rape still stands, despite evidence seemingly exonerating him. Last year, a judge in Racine ordered a new trial for Daniel Scheidel after learning that a DNA match implicated another man in the attack, but the statute of limitations had expired, so the other man could not be prosecuted. Innocence Project attorney Melissa Zemkowicka says that fact makes it harder for the defense in this case. She says getting the DNA match as evidence, it's made more difficult because the defense now is pointing the finger of blame at another man, triggering a different, tighter set of evidentiary rules.
To meet that test, you have to meet three different things. You have to show the person had motive, opportunity to do the crime, and then a direct connection to that crime. And it's been narrowly construed by different courts in Wisconsin in recent years, so we're hoping this case might help broaden that scope.
The case is currently in the appellate court system, could wind up before the state Supreme Court, taking years, however, to resolve. For now, the 66-year-old Scheidel under modified house arrest, Judge John Jude easing some of the previous restrictions. And 6 years in prison, then 4 years of supervised release, the sentence for a Burlington man accused of taking money from the Rochester Public Library and then trying to rob a woman outside the Waterford Library a few minutes later, this all back in August. 31-year-old Simon Rubio pled no contest to attempted armed robbery and a reduced count of theft of movable property. That in the court of Racine County Judge John Jude. The prison term will be served after Rubio completes a sentence for a previous unrelated crime. He was identified as the robbery suspect through surveillance video. Kenosha mayoral candidate Bob Johnson putting out a formal challenge to the other candidate in the race, John Antarabian. He wants a debate before the April election. Both have already agreed to meet for a candidates forum sponsored by Gateway Public Radio on March 3rd on the Kenosha Gateway campus. In his letter to Anderamian, Alderman Johnson says the strength of our democracy and the future of the city relies heavily upon an active and informed electorate. The campaign's already booked three potential dates at the Parkway Chateau along the interstate. A resolution making changes to Racine County's Minority Matching Grant Program, as well as the Manufacturing Renewal Grant Initiative, all approved unanimously this week by the county board. Racine County Economic Development Director Jenny Trick noting they both date back about 10 years.
You kind of lose your way as to what the mission of the grant program was. So it really gave us a nice opportunity to go back to the original intent of the program, which is to support existing businesses in Racine County. And it also included a requirement for job creation.
Meanwhile, Trick said that each was created without the requirement of specific data. That's what led to some of the changes.
Little information that was required of the applicant to actually show the results of the grant itself as to what it did for its business as well as create job opportunities. So it gave us an opportunity to just go back to the basics of what makes sense, what's the logical sense of the program, and then to refine the overall process to make it easier for people to apply.
She said the adjustments were needed to streamline also the use of the funding. The changes also opening up the grant programs to businesses at large in Racine County. WRJN.com is our webpage and our newscaster there whenever you want. Just look in the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.